Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Dr. Joel Evans was visiting Penny Gibbs when Freddie Lang phoned from the country that Paul, his father-in-law, had taken a sudden turn for the worse, and he couldn't get in touch with his regular doctor. So a little while later, Joel and Penny are in the doctor's car on their way to Freddie's farm. Penny says,
Joel, I know you want to get to the farm as fast as possible, but don't you think you'd be able to do Paul more good if you're not in need of a doctor yourself?
I'm not going beyond the speed limit, Penny. Though, as a doctor, I have a right to in an emergency. And this is an emergency.
Yes, I know, but we don't want to become emergencies, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I been frightening you?
No. No, I just thought you were going faster than you realized.
I'm doing an even 50, and believe me, everything's under control.
In that case, all right, Joel. Will you be able to do anything for Paul?
Well, if this is what I think it is, I'll have him breathing again in no time at all.
Good. But you said it was also a matter of getting there as quickly as we could. Suppose we don't get there in time.
Oh, we'll get there in time. In fact, there's the top of Freddy's silo over that hilltop just ahead.
Oh, so it is. We have made good time.
Well, we've done 50 all the way.
I think my heart's been doing 100.
Why didn't you say so? I could have slowed down.
Oh, no, Joel. If you have to do 90 to get to Paul in time, it's all right with me. Only then I'd be your next patient.
Well, we're practically there. Now, let's see. Which road turns off to Freddy's place?
Oh, that one right up there with the red mailbox.
Oh, yes, where it says Paul Williams.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have Freddie's and Nora's name on it, too, someday, I guess.
Yeah. They're moving into their own home back in those pines over there.
Soon?
In a few weeks. It all depends on this, I guess.
You'll miss not having them in your house, won't you?
Joel, the place just won't be the same. I'll miss Nora's laugh and Freddie's noise.
Great kids, both of them.
Yeah.
I hope I can do something to help them along right now.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do everything you can. Be careful. The road to the farm's awfully bumpy.
Sorry. You'll just have to hold on. We're still on our way to an emergency.
All right, then I will hold on. This road gets worse every time I drive on it.
I'd certainly hate to drive down this road after a heavy meal. But it's the ideal place for medicine. You have to shake well before using it.
Joel, you're a fool. Oh, look, there's Nora on the porch waiting for... Joel, she isn't waving to us. You don't think that
I don't know, Penny. I didn't take the time to ask Freddie how long her father's been having a hard time.
Oh, she's waving now. Maybe everything's all right.
Well, let's hope so. Now that we're here, we can at least make everything all right. I hope.
Yeah.
Hurry, Dr. Evans. Hurry.
How is he, Nora? I'll run right in, Penny.
All right, Joel, go ahead.
He's just the same, Doctor.
Where is he? Which room?
I'll take you.
No. I'll find it. You stay with Penny. I'll want to be alone with him for a little while.
Well, he's in a room just to the left of the living room. The door is open. Freddie's in there with him.
Thanks, and don't worry, Nora. I think I'll be able to fix him up all right, at least for the time being.
Oh, Penny, I'm scared.
Oh, darling, don't be. Anyway, Nora, you shouldn't be out of the house without a coat. Come on, we better go inside.
I'm not cold.
You look cold. Oh, darling, your eye, your hands are like ice. Nora, how long have you been out in the porch?
Not very long. I've been coming out and looking for Dr. Evans' car every 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, darling, you should have known it would take a certain amount of time to get here.
It Yes, I should have. Oh, be careful on the porch pane. The wind loosened some of the boards last night.
I guess you need a new porch, don't you?
Yes, we certainly do. Daddy's house is almost falling apart. Frey says we'll do some work on it for him in the spring, if...
Oh, Nora. Darling, there's not going to be any if about it. Now, come on. I'm going to get you out of the cold. Do you have a fire going?
Yes, Frey's had one going all day.
Ooh, the house is nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go over and sit by the fire. You need thawing out.
Oh, I'm all right, Penny. Here, let me have you.
No, I'll manage, darling. You sit down. You look exhausted.
Oh, I guess I am a little. But I don't know from what.
Worry, Nora. Worry can tire you as much as a long day's work.
Crickets, I guess it can. Oh, I'm awfully glad you came out, Penny. I just die sitting here all alone any more than I have. Freddie's made me stay out of Daddy's room. Oh, Penny, the breathing is so awful.
Well, Joel said he could take care of that in no time. Maybe he already has.
Oh, I hope so. I wish Dr. Evans hadn't closed the door. Or if only Freddie would come out and tell me what's going on.
Oh, you know soon enough, Nora. Darling, have you had anything to eat today?
Oh, yes, I had some breakfast. I didn't want anything else.
Well, you had to eat something, Nora.
Nora!
You had...
Freddie?
Nora!
Freddie? Is Daddy?
No. He's okay, Nora. Nothing to worry about at all now.
Sure?
Gee, Dr. Evans sure fixed him up in a jiffy. He'd be asleep in a few minutes.
Oh, may I go in and see him?
No, not right now. A little while. When he wakes up.
All right.
His breathing is really better, though, Freddie.
Oh, it's perfect. Gee, I don't know what the doc did, but he had him breathing just a few seconds after he came in the room, Nora.
He did?
Yeah. And then he gave him a shot or something. I guess he'd go to sleep now.
Penny, could you come in here a minute?
Oh, yes, Joe. Dr. Evans, is Daddy really all right?
So far, so good, Nora. I'll let you know better in a little while. Don't worry, though.
Well, I can't help it.
Excuse me, Nora.
Oh, of course, Penny. What is it, Joe? Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, I want you to run into town.
Oh, Freddie, I'm scared.
You're scared, Nora? What for?
I heard what he said. He's sending Penny into town for something. Daddy must be a lot worse than he's saying.
Now, what makes you say that?
Well, if you weren't afraid that something was going to happen to Daddy any minute, he'd send you into town.
Now, hold on, Nora. You're not a pessimist about other things. Now, why do you act this way about your dad?
Because I just know what's going to happen, Freddie. I just know it.
Well, then you know more than Doc Evans does. Because he doesn't know anything's going to happen. Or when or what, either. What do you say, Nora? Want to take a walk?
Not right now, Freddie. A little later, maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to go a foot away from the house until I know more. And, Freddie, I want to know what's going on in Daddy's room and what Dr. Evans is telling me.
Normally now, Penny.
Yeah.
And I think he'll continue to do so for a little while yet. But I'll have to have something from Rossville. You don't mind getting it for me, do you?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all.
I'd go myself, only I think I'd better stick around. And I'd send Freddie, except that I think Nora would prefer to have him around.
Joe, you're very sweet and extremely thoughtful. It's no wonder I like you.
I hope you never wonder.
Well, what is it you want me to get?
I've made out this prescription. Now, take it to Martin's drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the only one in town that stocks what I want. Oh, by the way, you're known there, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I've been known there for a long time.
Oh, that's well. In that case, I guess you won't have any trouble getting it.
No.
But if you should, phone your Dr. Ryan. And if you can't get in touch with him, well, I guess your next best thing is to phone the hospital in Heatherton, mm-hmm. and they'll talk to the drugstore.
All right, fine.
I hope there won't be any trouble about it. And incidentally, even if you don't have any trouble, try to get in touch with Ryan and explain why I'm out here, will you?
Oh, yes.
I know this is his case, but...
Yes, well, I'll phone him. He'll understand. Remember, it was Dr. Ryan who first suggested to Freddie to bring you in on the case. I'll be back with this as soon as possible, Joe. I hope it's soon enough.
Gee, it's a nice afternoon for a walk, isn't it, Nora?
Well, it's nice now that I know all Penny went to town for is to get a prescription.
And she sure burned up those roads between here and Rossville.
Yes.
You know, she made that round trip in less time than it takes me to go only one way.
Well, that's because she wasn't driving one of our trucks.
Lucky her. But I think we're going to have a new truck this spring, Nora. And if the harvest is good, I think in the fall we're going to have us a car.
I don't care what we have, Freddie. Just as long as we have Daddy.
Oh, that goes double. What do you say, Nora?
Hmm?
You want to walk across the field here, over to the forest, take another look at our house?
Not this afternoon, Freddie. I don't want to go too far away from Daddy.
Okay. I guess I really don't want to go either. Well, let's walk over past the barn then and down around the creek. What do you say?
Well, I'm not going too far away. Sure.
Good. Wonder how long it's going to be now before the thaw starts. And that creek down there starts to run minnows again.
I used to catch those fish when I was a little girl.
Yeah?
Used to take them into Daddy and say, fish fry for baby Daddy, little fish for little girl.
Yeah, I bet you were some cute kid.
How do you know you? I didn't even know you then.
Well, now, you don't think that your dad and I talk about nothing at all except hedgerows and hoeing, do you?
I don't know. What's that?
Well, now, you're a fine farmer's wife. Fine thing.
Well, I can feed chickens and I can cuddle baby pigs. I just adore baby pigs.
Oh, well, now, that's dandy.
Well, isn't it all right for a farmer's wife to like baby pigs?
Oh, I guess so. As long as you don't go and put pink ribbons and a leash on one of them and then go make a pet out of them.
You're silly, Freddy.
Feeling a lot better, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Warm enough?
Mm-hmm.
Freddy! Mm-hmm. Nora!
Freddy.
Hey, I've been living in hospital rooms.
Freddy, it's Dr. Evans.
Yeah, I know.
I can't find anyone in the wide open spaces of a farm.
Dr. Evans, say it. Just say it and get it over with.
Nora, Freddy?
Yeah?
The smiling doctor brings good news. Nora, I think your father's going to live to see his grandchild.
Oh, Craig, Dr. Evans, I could kiss you.
Well, that's all right with me, if it's all right with Freddy.
Oh, that's all right with me, Doc.
Oh.
Nora, after that, I'll bring you good news every day in the year.
What do you think of that?
Freddy, you can get ready for a busy year, because Paul Williams will want to talk spring planting soon.
So Paul Williams is going to get well. Penny witnessed this near miracle by her young doctor friend. Will this be what strengthens her interest in him as a man? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.